straight to our next guest. The rising star has been good enough to join us from North Melbourne. Curtis Taylor's on the line. Welcome to you, Curtis. Thanks a lot for holding for a couple of seconds. Welcome to you.
Thanks, Dwayne. Thanks for having me.
Congratulations on your nomination. It's been really a nomination based on a whole season's worth of hard work. In fact, a long period of hard work for you. So it's not just a one-week good performance. You've been slowly ticking all the boxes, which has been great.
Yeah, thanks, Brandon. Like Shorey said, he told me on Monday, a little bit of reward and recognition of hard effort the last couple of weeks. But, yeah, obviously didn't get the result on Saturday night. But, yeah, we'll be looking forward to this week now.
And the fact that you were on the list last year and got to play a couple of games last year, was it nice to be able to head into the off-season, as bizarre an off-season as it was, knowing that you'd at least played a game or two and you got that ticked off?
Yeah, I think it was. I think knowing what it takes to be at the level and play well, that was a really good thing for me to be able to get that experience and opportunity last year to play two games, obviously, of AFL footy, and then really put me in good stead for my training in the off-season to think, okay, this is what it takes, this is what I've got to get to, and really gave me a couple of things to focus on going into pre-season.
I did notice that there was an article written about you having to work harder, that you got the message. Was that overblown, that article, or was that the way it was?
No, that's the way it was, actually. Shorey brought me in just the last session before the Christmas break and said, well, here it is, here's how you're tracking, and we don't think we're getting enough from you, and we think you can take it to another level. So we really set out how my break was going to look like coming back into January, and I just wanted to hit the ground running and really just have a lot of attention to detail to my game to improve. So it's worked so far, but there's a lot to improve for me. But, yeah, I'm just trying to play my role for the team at the minute.
And you've been spending a bit of time, obviously, working on your game. I'm not sure where your best position is, and I'm not sure what the upside for North Melbourne, how good you can be this year. Is it still a work in progress? Where will you settle in as a footballer, do you think? What position? And North Melbourne's inconsistency, what's the reason for that?
Position for me is probably the forward line, but I'm happy to go up to a wing if they need me in the midfield, really just where the team thinks I'm best based. And yeah, just in terms of how we've been going as North at the minute, we have a lot of belief at the minute that we know our best is good enough. Obviously, we played against the West Giants and in the round two after the little break we had, and we were good enough. Our best was good against St Kilda as well. So there's a lot of belief within the club, but we just need to get some consistency, like you're saying, just a four-quarter effort. But there's no bad mood here. We've still got really a lot of belief that we can go all the way.
And you've got a license to fly anytime you like?
Yeah, that's what Shorey and Jade Rowling, our forward line coaches, said. Within reason, but I think I can mark it, go for it, but also be there for a ground ball if I don't think I can mark it. So, yeah, they've given me a bit of a license to play my natural game within the team structure, really.
And how's hub life for you? Talk me through what you can't do at the moment that you'd like to do, given that you've come from Victoria.
Yeah, so we're in Gold Coast at the minute. It's actually quite sunny today. I think it's about 22 degrees, which is really nice and a bit different to Victoria. But, yeah, obviously the first 14 days we're quarantining, so it's pretty much just breakfast, lunch, dinner, and then you go to your training. It's a structured week like it would be back in Victoria. Go on the bus, go to training, get training done in our small groups, come back, recover, and then get back into our rooms and then have dinner. And then obviously we've got focusing on the job at hand this week with Essendon. So it's a bit different, but we're staying on a golf course, so it's always hard to be looking at that at the minute when we can't get on there. But I'm sure in 14 days' time we'll be able to just have a hit once a week or something like that, and the boys will enjoy that.
Did you take your golf clubs up, or have you taken your surfboard up for what you can do in 15 days?
Yeah, I've taken my golf clubs up, but there's a fair few golf clubs and surfboards that actually arrived on the truck today. So the boys are a little glimmer of hope that we're closer that we can nearly get out on the golf course, or the boys can go for a surf. So, but like we said, we're really focusing on the footy at the minute. We're just away from home, but we've still got a job at hand. We've still got to get the 4 points each week, so that's our main focus.
And what are you doing to keep your mind active when you're stuck in your room? Are you, putting on the carpet? Can you go for a walk within the hotel to the point that you can, you know, meet people in your group downstairs and have a chat? Because I presume you can still meet in your training groups.
Yeah, we can meet in our training groups. We can go for a walk. You can do a little bit of recovery, but it's pretty short, sharp stuff. I know boys have brought their PlayStations up, Apple TVs, different things. We still can have our one-on-one with coaches within, obviously, 1.5 metres apart. So there's still a bit we can do, but there's a lot of downtime. But there's a lot of time that we can also look after our bodies and really make the most of it. Being together, obviously, 24/7, we're really trying to make the most of it.
Could it be good for you?
I do think it could be good for us, yeah. I think that's the approach we're taking. Being up here together for 5 weeks, really continue to create a special bond and really just soak it up all together, create a lot of energy, obviously, with staying here. So create a lot of energy and take it into the weekend.
And you tough it out in-game mentality. You tough it out and be resilient in-game mentality is something you can carry through this whole month?
Yeah, exactly right. I do think we can. Like I said, we'll build the energy within here. A lot of guys have got their families here who've got families, so that's keeping them happy also. And it's tough, obviously, with the families back in Victoria with the lockdown, but everyone's really positive at the minute, and that's what we want to do. Like, Shorey's main message is play within the team structure, but also play the game, have fun. Like, that's what we're here to do, and that's what we play our best footy, so...
And I understand you're sneaking your way into the real estate game. Is that correct?
Yeah, so I was obviously lucky. I got drafted as an 18-year-old, but I started school early, so I had a year of experience in, obviously, real estate. So that's something that interests me. And, I'll never know. Could do that after footy.
It sounds like a nice second fiddle to have. Great to have you, and congratulations on your performance so far, Curtis. And enjoy that hub life. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, mate. Thanks for having me.